Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm happy, as always, that you have taken time to join me and to listen to our podcast talking about a broader purpose. You know, I don't exactly know when you'll listen to it, but this is now, those of you that are listening now, this is a live broadcast. But if you're listening to it later, you may kind of wonder what the date I'm talking about. But yesterday was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And here in America, we celebrate it. In many of our states, we celebrate it on January 16th, normally the following Monday, or the Monday that's closest to January 15th. You know, Martin Luther King would be actually 94 years old. And I reminded some of my listeners on yesterday that he was a Baptist minister. He was an active civil rights leader for 13 years. His father was also a civil rights leader and minister. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, he advanced the nonviolent movement through nonviolence and civil disobedience. He was an awesome man, and his legacy continues. And I salute him today, but I also salute his family that they actually paid a great price for so many to benefit and to live a better life. So we want to commemorate and salute Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I also wanted to add that, the civil rights movement was actually like anything else, it costs. And the civil rights movement was actually funded by four major foundations. Yes, other people donated, and every bit counts because it all comes together in order to move a vision forward. And I will say this, that Martin Luther King had a broader purpose. It wasn't just about him. He had a bigger picture. If we can say it like this, God gave him a vision and he moved it forward. But there were people that helped him to move it forward. In other words, we worked better as a team. There were four major foundations that supported the civil rights movement. I'm just briefly going to share this with you. One was the Stern family. Actually, initially, the head of the family, of the Stern family, was a segregationist. But however, when he passed, his wife, Edith Stern, she began to fund the civil rights movement. The other foundation was the Taconic Foundation, which was Andrew Mellon. Interestingly, his granddaughter, Audrey Bruce, and her husband, Stephen Currier, they brought in other wealthy donors. In other words, the Teutonic Foundation, they brought in other wealthy donors to donate to the civil rights movement. And they were like the network, the hub. They garnered support. The other foundation, the third one, was called the New World Foundation, where the heiress, Anita McCormick Blaine, her granddaughter paid for blacks to go to law school and paid for the documentation of the atrocities that took place during the Jim Crow era. A broader purpose. And then finally, the fourth foundation that supported the civil rights movement was the Field Foundation. And this was the grandson of Marshall Field and Company. This was a very, very famous department store in Chicago, Illinois. And when he passed, his wife, Ruth, she funded the Civil Rights Leadership Training School. This is where, you know, this is interesting because she funded, the Marshall Fields funded a leadership training, a civil rights, pardon me, leadership training school. And two very famous people attended this school. One was Rosa Parks, and the other one was John Lewis. This is where they received their training. And this actually trained over 6,000 people in the 1960s. A broader purpose. You see, when God is involved in your finances, it becomes a broader purpose. You not only become blessed, but the broader purpose is that you're able to bless others. I'm going to give you some quick just tips on just how to get and how to maintain God in your finances. First of all, listen and obey God. Secondly, as God blesses you, honor him and bless him. Don't forget to tell God thank you. And then be very generous. That was number three. Be generous. Number four, avoid strife. I often say that lend only what you can afford to give. Brief example. If someone says to you, I need $1,000 to pay my mortgage, I've been ill, whatever the case may be. If you're not able to give them $1,000 without expecting it back, then say whatever you can give. I'm not able to at this time loan you $1,000, but I do have $200 with that help. And then you loan that person the $200. And if they don't pay it back, then there's no strife involved. I hope I made that clear. And then to those of us who may owe someone some money, never be afraid to pick up the phone, send a text, reach out to them to let them know that you have not forgotten. And let them know the reason why you're unable or you have not been unable to pay it. And perhaps you can make some type of arrangements. And believe it or not, when I was a very young woman, my best friend, she was my absolute best friend when we were growing up. Her name was Wanda. And as young adults, we still maintained our friendship. And I can remember I hit upon some hard times and I borrowed $100 from her. And guess what? My times were so hard, I could not find a way to pay her back. So in my ignorance, please listen to me, my beloveds. In my ignorance, I avoided her. This is my best friend. I mean, our children were like brothers and sisters, but I avoided her because I didn't have the money to pay her back. But I thank God, even as a young woman, Wanda was a very wise young woman. And finally, when she reached out to me, she said, Glovina, if you can't pay me the money back, let's make arrangements where you can pay me when you can. She said, how much can you pay me a week? And I honestly said to her, I can give you $10 a week. I know that sounds like almost nothing in today's terms. And she said, that's fine. And so every week I gave her $10, and I was faithful with that until the loan was paid. I think you see the point of the story. You may not be able to pay it all back at one time. You may not have it for whatever reason. Sometimes simply because we had to borrow it meant that we didn't have it. But don't avoid the person. So remember, our fourth point was avoid strife. Lend only what you can afford to give. And then the fifth and final one is be compassionate toward others. This is how we prosper. This is how we keep God involved in our finances. So today, you know, a broader purpose. This is where we are today, looking at broader purposes, because God is bringing out the greatness in us in a greater dimension in this particular year. If you haven't noticed, things are moving forward and you're moving upward with the mobility of going forward. Yeah, broader purpose. Listen, I want to share something with you, still in the line of getting God involved in our financial affairs. This is important. Solomon understood financial principles. Do we? Do I? Do you? Do we understand financial principles? I'm going to read a scripture to you from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Now, listen to this, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many curses. If you give to the poor, listen at this, your needs will be supplied. If you give to the poor, your needs will be supplied. And I don't know how you give or plan on giving to the poor. It's not just those that we meet or pass on the street. But giving to the poor can mean giving through or giving to charitable organizations that you support and that you respect. When we give to the poor, we shall not lack anything. Listen, I'm going to continue with something here. Talking about King Solomon. The king went to Gibeon, the most prestigious of the local shrines, to worship. Listen, King Solomon sacrificed 1,000 whole burnt offerings on that altar. And that night there, while King Solomon was in Gibeon, God appeared to Solomon in a dream, and listen what God said to Solomon. What can I give you? In Gibeon, my beloveds, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and said to him, what can I give you, Solomon? God asked Solomon this, but listen how Solomon answered. Solomon said, I want an understanding heart to help others. That's in, you can find that in 1 Kings chapter 3. He says, and I have also given unto thee. This is what God said to Solomon. Solomon, I'm not only giving you what you asked for, but I'm also going to give you riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings liken unto you all the days of your life. Wow. Solomon asked for wisdom. He asked for an understanding heart so that he could help someone. I'm talking about a broader purpose. Solomon, as I mentioned, he understood. Yes, Solomon understood. He certainly understood the spiritual principles. God, I want an understanding heart so that I can lead your people. God said then to Solomon, I'm not only going to give you an understanding heart, Solomon, a broader purpose, but I'm going to give you riches and honor. In other words, I'm going to elevate you, a broader purpose. Solomon received an abundant increase. Because, if I can say this, this is very important. True riches, really, the requirements to handle the abundant life, what it takes to handle true riches is a heart to bless others, a broader purpose, a heart to bless others, and also to establish God's covenant in the earth. I'm going to read it again to you, 1 Kings, but this time I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. I think it really brings the point really good. Please listen, my beloveds. It says, God the Master was delighted with Solomon's response. And God said to Solomon, because you have asked for this and haven't grasped after a long life or riches or the doom of your enemies, but you have asked for the ability to lead and to govern well. I'll give you what you've asked for. I'm giving you a wise and mature heart. There's never been one like you before, and there will be no one after. And as a bonus, I'm giving you both wealth and glory you didn't ask for. There's not a king anywhere who will come up to the mark. And if you stay on course, Solomon, keeping your eyes on the life map and the God signs as your father David did, I'll also give you long life. Oh, wow. Did you hear that? God gave Solomon true riches, a heart to bless others, in that God gave him so much more. He gave him riches and honor and elevated him. God gave Solomon an abundant increase that contained the true riches, a broader purpose. What God gave Solomon also included the true riches of life. And in order to keep and to maintain those true riches, we have to have a heart to bless others and to establish God's covenant. Remember, in blessing others, it's not just blessing those that are poor, but don't overlook the poor, nor overlook those that God encourages you to bless. I'm going to read. Remember now, it was to bless others. And God prospers us so that we can establish his covenant, his agreement. Listen to Deuteronomy, please, chapter 8, verses 17 through 18. And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. God is blessing you, my beloveds. He's blessing us so that we can have a heart to bless others. We're talking today in this podcast about a broader purpose, and so that we can establish God's covenant. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. So when God blesses us, sometimes it's rather tempting, but it's not by our power and it's not by our might. But it is by the power of God. It's not by the might of our hand that God blesses us. But we shall remember the Lord our God. Here's the covenant. For it is he that giveth us power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. It's a broader purpose. Get involved in God's broader purpose. God wants to be involved. God wants to be an intricate component. And I can say it like this: God wants to be intertwined and interwoven in our financial affairs. God wants to be involved with our finances. Here's one more scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verses 30 through 33. This is coming from the King James Version. Listen, it says, wherefore, listen, even before I read this scripture, I'd like to share with you, you know, when I was struggling financially, I didn't know where to turn. But a young woman that I worked with, you see how someone sharing what they know can help us? Because a young woman that I worked with, I was about 19 or 20, she took me to the bookstore in downtown Chicago, and she purchased me a Bible. And she said, Glovina, I'd like to give this to you. And I began to read this Bible. And some way, somehow, the Holy Spirit led me to Matthew 6, 30 through 33. And this is what I read. Now, here's a young woman I was very troubled. I was overly concerned. I was worried, wondering how I would meet and how I would continue to meet my bills in a timely manner. There were financial pressures upon me, but someone invested in my life. And then, as they blessed me, the Holy Spirit led me to this scripture that I'm about to read to you, Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 through. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, he knoweth that you have need of all these things. And I say to you, oh, how reading that scripture lifted the burden, and it began to give me a broader purpose of recognizing that, yes, God loves the, he put clothes on the grass of the field and all of that, and he loved me so much more. We are created in the image and in the likeness of God. And the things that I was worried about, God assured me that he knows what I have need of. In other words, he said to me, I'm responsible for you, Glovina. God is responsible for you. I'm going to say, and he concluded that by saying to me, kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. A broader purpose. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first those inner riches, those riches. Invite God into your life. Just have him to bless you and reveal to you the inner riches that are on the inside of you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I live this. I experience this. I am not just sharing with you what someone else shared with me, but this was part of my life. And God began to give me a broader purpose. And he began to bring me into an awareness. I'm going to go so far as to say this. God began to bring me into a consciousness. In other words, consciousness meaning an awareness, a knowledge, an understanding of my surroundings and the power that God had placed in me to seek his kingdom. A broader purpose, my beloveds. Yes. Do you want God involved with your finances? I know I do. I'm going to read one final scripture, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He wants our soul to prosper. And can we consider this year getting in line with God's purpose, which is a broader purpose? Allow God to be involved with your life and even in the area of your financial affairs. And don't let the word abundance or the word increase, don't let it irritate you. Don't let it make you shy away. I want you to know that God loves you, and I want you to always remember that God has a plan for your life. Now, let's go to the broader purpose. Let's begin to move out into the arena of potential. I want to say hi this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are. I want to say hello, first of all, to my beautiful mother, my absolutely beautiful aunts, Aunt Steen, Jewel, Rosemary. I love you so much. I want to shout out today to Terry. Can I say hi to my, one of my spiritual, oh my God. I want to say hi to Reverend CJ. Hello, Reverend Russell. How are you today? I want to shout out to Evangelist Dominique. I want to say hello today to Reverend Dunn and Elder Margareta. I want to say hi to Reverend Shatoya and hi, James. How are you all doing today? Minister Marie, hello. I want to say hi to Felicia. Felicia, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Oh, I'm so happy. Hello, Denise. I want to say hi to Denise in Texas. I want to shout out to Antonio, Stephanie, and Chloe. I love you so much. I want to say hi to Omo, and I want to say hi to Prophetess Judy. Yeah, hello. And also hello to Bishop Jones, and I want to say hi to Liberia, West Africa, the great country. Hi, Dr. Courtney, how are you? Hi, Reverend Latosha. Hi, Fabio. I want to shout out today to my sister Jewel. I love you. Hi, Louise. I want to say hi to you as well. And, you know, I want to say hi to Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. Yeah. And as you know, we have listeners from, I did say hi to you. I want to say hello also to our listeners in Japan and Korea and the, hi Joy, how are you? I want to shout out to Velma and Terry. Oh my God. I want to say hello to you. Thank you for all those beautiful pictures that you've been sending me. I want to shout out to Nikki. Hi, Nikki, an awesome businesswoman. I want to say hi to you. I want to shout out to Roslyn, and she's coming forward with that Dream Girl Conference again in the month of March. I want to shout out to all of you. I love you so much. And I always say if I didn't call your name, it's certainly not because I don't love you. I love you so much. You mean so much to me. I want to say hi to my cousin, Tangia. Hi, Tangia, out there on the West Coast. I want to shout out to Apostle Donna today. Thank you for the encouraging words on yesterday. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Hi, Claudia. How are you? Oh, I hope you're enjoying. Can I say hi to my relative there in the state of Alabama? I'm glad that you were safe and you're sound. Hi, Misty. Hi, Auntie. I want to say hi to my Aunt Waleen. How are you today? Hi, Betty. Yeah. Hello. Hello, Gloria. Hi. I want to shout out to my brother Robert, my beautiful sister Beatrice. I want to shout out to Melvin, who's visiting the Washington, D.C. area from California. I want to say hi to Ernestine Jackson in Chicago, Illinois. I want to shout out and say hi to Sean and Carolyn, Marlon and Cheryl. I want to say hi to Steven, Nico, Allie. I want to say hi to Jordan and Kayla and Lauren and Tandana. I didn't forget about you. Hi, Brian. How are you today? I want to shout out and just say hi to everyone. Oh, hi. Hi, Pastor Bessie. Hi, Kimon. How are you? Thank you for your beautiful prayers. I want to shout out to my cousin Glover in Alabama. Yeah. We've got a lot of new listeners. I want to say hi to Antoine. I want to say hi to Jennifer on the beautiful island of Hawaii. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi. I want to say hi to Pastors Rose. Bless you. Hello to my beautiful cousin, Denitra. I want to say hi to the beautiful prophet, Carolyn, in Mississippi. I want to say hello to Jazette in Los Angeles. Let me share something with you. our listeners, we have now over 4,000 listeners. Hey, it is God who giveth us the power to even have a broader purpose. If I didn't call your name, I promise you it's not because I don't love you. I really love you, and God bless you. You have a beautiful day. Peace, prosperity, and the divine protection.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.